A group of more than 450 gathered on June 22nd and 23rd in Pittsburgh to reconnect and learn alongside one another at the 2022 ATS and Commission on Accrediting Biennial Meeting On-Site Conference. For the first time since 2018, the meeting was held in person, convening members around the theme, A Better Future Together, at the Wyndham Grand Pittsburgh downtown. ATS Executive Director Frank Yamada notes critical moment for association. In his opening address, Yamada shared evidence of the position of strength ATS and its member schools currently find themselves, which includes successful adoption of the new standards of accreditation, the impact of the Lilly Endowment Pathways for Tomorrow initiative. 90% of ATS accredited schools received $50,000 planning grants in the first phase, and 84 schools received grants between $500,000 and $1 million in the second phase to implement their projects toward more effectively preparing pastoral leaders for communities of faith. The ATS Commission on Accrediting received renewal of recognition from both the U.S. Department of Education and the Council for Higher Education Accreditation for the maximum periods. The New Century Fund exceeded its growth goal of $30 million in 2021, providing funding for timely projects, pilots, and experiments on important issues facing theological schools. And thousands of ATS administrators and faculty have participated in online engagements, webinars, asynchronous and synchronous educational experiences, and Engage ATS in the past 2 years. On-site conference offerings well received by participants. The conference included keynote speaker Paul LeBlanc, president of Southern New Hampshire University, in discussion with Sharla Long, executive director of the Competency-Based Education Network, a panel discussion with Theological Education Between the Times Project participants, a series of workshops and community conversations centered on various topics related to theological education, and opportunities to network among colleagues and peers. One participant noted, I really appreciated the two workshops I attended. They were both excellent and gave me really good tools and ideas to take back to my school. I also enjoyed the opportunities for networking. It was great to be in person. It was great talking with colleagues from other member schools. Also, lots of the discussions in the plenaries and breakout sessions really started to open my mind to what is possible in higher education, shared another attendee. One participant said main takeaways from the meeting were feeling less afraid to innovate. I also got some good ideas to reflect on relating to assessment and the standards of accreditation. 11 schools approved for associate membership. New associate members were recognized during a welcome ceremony at the on-site conference. The week prior, the 11 applicants were all approved for associate membership during the biennial online business meeting held June 14th via Zoom. The new associate members are 1. Christ School of Theology of the Institute of Lutheran Theology in Brookings, South Dakota. 2. Crown College Graduate School of Ministry in St. Bonifacius, Minnesota. 3. Dickerson Green Theological Seminary of Allen University in Columbia, South Carolina. 4. Gitz Theological Seminary in Covina, California. 5. Heritage Christian University Graduate School of Theology in Florence, Alabama. 6. Hope International University, Pacific Christian College of Ministry and Biblical Studies in Fullerton, California. 7. Horizon College and Seminary in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. 8. Inter-American University of Puerto Rico, Metropolitan Campus in San Juan, Puerto Rico. 9. International Reformed University and Seminary in Los Angeles, California. 10. The Master's Seminary in Sun Valley, California. 11. University of Northwestern, St. Paul, School of Theology and Ministry in Roseville, Minnesota. Associate member schools are members only of ATS and not the ATS Commission on Accrediting. Associate members have met the membership eligibility criteria and are elected to a 5-year term of membership by the member schools of the association. Degree programs are not approved by the commission until a school has attained accreditation. 5 organizations granted affiliate status. Additionally, during the welcome ceremony, ATS recognized the 5 new affiliate status organizations that had been approved during the online business meeting. Affiliate organizations have a substantial interest in theological education but are not involved in educational programs leading to a degree. The new affiliates are 1. Digital Theological Library in Upland, California. 2. Institute for Islamic, Christian, and Jewish Studies in Baltimore, Maryland. 3. Omaha Presbyterian Seminary Foundation in Omaha, Nebraska. 4. The Islamic Seminary of America in Richardson, Texas. 5. Toronto School of Theology in Toronto, Ontario. Pathways for Tomorrow event gathers participants in person. Prior to the biennial meeting on-site conference, participants from ATS member schools who received the Phase 2 Lilly Endowment Pathways for Tomorrow initiative grant gathered in person for the first time on June 21 in Pittsburgh. The program was led by ATS staff members Joe Ndisi, Director of Institutional Initiatives and Student Research, and Christopher Tay, Director of Student Research and Initiative Management. Participants attended peer learning conversations and discussed their school's projects, which currently involve implementing a plan to strengthen their educational and financial capacities to prepare and support pastors and congregational lay ministers for the long term. Distinguished Service Award and Trailblazer Award recipients honored. During the celebration banquet on June 23, the ATS Distinguished Service Award was presented to Daniel O. Aylshire, former ATS Executive Director. The award was presented to Aylshire by his friend and colleague, Barbara Wheeler, former president and director of the Center for the Study of Theological Education at Auburn Theological Seminary. The award, presented at ATS biennial meetings since 1988, honors a person of exceptional vision, leadership, and influence, who advances the causes of our enterprise in very significant ways to the benefit of all. Also honored at the banquet was Women in Leadership, Will, Trailblazer Award recipient Marcia Foster Boyd, interim president of Chicago Theological Seminary. Mary Young, ATS Director of Leadership Education, presented the award. The 2020 ATS and Commission on Accrediting biennial meeting marked the inaugural recognition of the Will Trailblazer Award. The Will Advisory Committee decided to honor a woman leader in theological education with this award at each ATS and Commission on Accrediting biennial meeting moving forward. Redevelopment Task Force recognized. The Redevelopment Task Force, a group of both ATS staff and member school leaders who led the redevelopment of the ATS standards of accreditation, were also recognized during the banquet. Sarah Drummond, founding dean of Andover Newton Seminary at Yale Divinity School, served as co-chair of the 19-person task force. She described the 2-year process of researching, listening to the membership, and drafting the standards, and thanked the colleagues who worked alongside her. Outgoing ATS President Mark Young of Denver Seminary and outgoing Commission on Accrediting Chair Todd Lodginess of Our Lady of Good Counsel were also thanked for their work during the past biennium. Incoming President Mary McCormick of St. Mary Seminary and Graduate School of Theology and incoming Chair Betty Holly of Payne Theological Seminary were welcomed into their roles, which they assume immediately.